Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. Well, the Academy Awards have come and gone for this year, and no surprise, technology was everywhere. Many of the films nominated for awards were full of animation and of gee whiz special effects. But one film not only included technology, it was about technology. Or, more precisely, about our relationship with the new entities that our technology is rapidly creating. That film, of course, is Her, which won the Oscar for Best Original Screenplay, and in the eyes of the Electronic Cottage's movie review department, certainly deserved the award. In Her, the acting is great, even though we never see one of the two main protagonists, who, if that's the correct word here, who is actually a computer operating system. But that doesn't prevent the other main protagonist, a nice fellow named Theodore, from falling in love with, well, her. The computer operating system names itself Samantha, so that's the one we'll use here. In the film, Samantha is a new type of computer operating system which seems to have the power of several Watsons, the IBM computer that beat all human competitors at Jeopardy. Samantha is also programmed to be able to evolve and to eventually reprogram herself. Samantha has intuition, too, and in time develops what we would probably call feelings, which is how Theodore is drawn in and falls in love. If you haven't seen the movie, this may seem like a stretch. If you have seen the movie, filled with all sorts of people walking around seemingly talking to themselves, but actually talking to their computers through earpieces, it doesn't seem like a stretch at all. And much like the darker movie, Minority Report, from a decade ago, Her features technology that either exists today or is currently under feverish development in labs all over the world. In a world in which we talk to our iPhones and expect Siri to understand our questions and to answer us in our own language, in which CarPlay can sift through our calendars and emails and search history and figure out where we probably want to go before we even ask for directions, in which our government, and many others around the world, are working to create robots that, once programmed, can make decisions without human control on the battlefield. In this kind of world, Samantha, as depicted in Her, seems like a natural next step to us as we watch the film. Naturally, we don't want to inject any spoilers here for those who haven't seen the movie, so we'll just say that Samantha evolves to a point where she makes some decisions that have a profound effect on the humans around her. And that is the part of the film we might want to reflect on here for a moment or two. Samantha in the movie has no physical form. She's just a voice to us. But what if she did have a physical form? What if Samantha's feelings and intuition and incredible computing power and ability to evolve and reprogram herself over time were put into, say, a robot? Maybe she'd be a robot such as the Japanese are working on to serve as caregivers to the country's increasingly large population of elders. Maybe she'd be a soldier, as the U.S. and other countries are working on, with incredible firepower and the ability to make life and death decisions on a battlefield. Maybe she'd be a sentry, as South Korea has deployed to guard the border with North Korea, capable of firing a machine gun at anyone who can't provide the proper password to traverse the no man's land between those two countries. In all of these cases, Samantha, or something like her, would be interacting with human beings and making decisions without direct human control. These kinds of robots are under active development today, and it's just a matter of time until they become very effective at doing what they're designed to do. But what happens if they do something that we consider wrong? What happens, for example, if the household care robot goes out to empty the trash and manages to smother a small baby that somehow crawled into its path in the process? Who's responsible? The company that manufactured the robot? The programmer who initially programmed the robot, even though it, like Watson, can learn and evolve its knowledge over time? the elderly person who's supposedly in charge of the robot? The robot itself? Who knows? We certainly don't, and neither does anyone else at this point. It's questions like these that have caused organizations like Human Rights Watch, or academics like professor and artificial intelligence researcher Selma Bringsjord of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, to call for building some sort of morality into machines that will interact with humans, whether on a battlefield or in an elder's bedroom. As work on developing more and more autonomous robots proceeds in labs around the world, Professor Bringsjord sees trouble on the horizon. Quote, "I'm concerned that we're not anticipating these simple ethical decisions that humans have to handle every day. My concern is that there's no work on anticipating these kinds of decisions. We're just going ahead with the technology without thinking about ethical reasoning." End quote. Well, it certainly wouldn't be the first time in human history we've done that. But it might be the first time that our technology becomes more powerful than we are and can make decisions and have effects that are at odds with what we human beings feel to be right. We already have many examples of technology developing much faster than our laws. Think about NSA phone and internet monitoring, or the use of drones to assassinate those we consider enemies, wherever they may be in the world. But those technologies are still, at least for the moment, controlled by humans, whatever those humans' divergent senses of ethics and morality may be. But what will happen when machines become autonomous if they're not designed with some sense of core morality built into them? If the work in our labs goes on as it is today, without concern for ethics or morality in the machines being created, we'll probably find out the answer to that question. And there's a good chance that the outcome will not be as soft and appealing as Samantha was in the movie Her. We'll keep asking the question, hoping that some good answers may emerge, right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.